Okay, is there anything you want to do during the day?
I'm going to wake up and find a pool of water and something and see, look at my reflection, what I see.
Why?
Because I had a feeling waking up that somebody was doing something to my face, and I
see a handsome man, old with age, gray, tired,
eyes. With a big dick on his head.
I don't know. Pretty, do you have anything to add to that? Does he see anything else?
I was thinking about the dick, yeah. But I don't think I'm gonna waste my...
Otherwise, you also would have had to do it while stealthing.
We would
have to roll for it.
Okay. No.
Okay, but yeah, anything else you guys want to talk about or do?
The day before as well, I'm spending all this time restocking on potions and focusing on making them more delicious. Adding that Blackwater brand to it.
The Blackwater brand, experimenting.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do if they not return?
Grow old, I don't know. I'm going to look for some alcohol now.
I mean...
Because there's some... I don't know, maybe they have a stash somewhere. I'm going to go through the tents and see if I find anything... interesting, you know.
Okay, make another investigation check.
A bag, thing of wine or something. And with disadvantage, or?
Well, what exhaustion level are you on?
Now I'm at one because I had that one.
At one? Should be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, two nights.
I had three. It was two. And now I had
you
one.
You have still disadvantage on ability checks.
Okay. That's so, that is a 9 and Perception, 9 plus 6, 15.
15. Okay. You do find a couple of meat skins that seem to be tucked away under some behind a crate, some just hanging up on some poles inside the tents that seem to be filled.
Okay, I'll take a swig and taste if it's still good.
Okay, yeah, you find about three of them. They all seem fine.
Perfect. My day's taken care of. Sit down with my three skins of mead.
And start drinking.
Stop drinking.
There's one thing that we should address, like as Kern was saying, the possibility of them not returning. Yeah, I don't know how long we want to wait, but maybe we should at least start restocking food for ourselves in case we want to wait longer.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't want to be stuck here for forever.
We should have a threshold on a day.
No, that's normal.
With disadvantage?
Saving throw is normal again. No disadvantage. You only have disadvantage on ability checks.
Okay, constitution... That would be just a 12.
Okay. You feel the first, skid of meat going in.
Good.
It's warming your belly, and tingling, and you get that sensation of... Woo!
Yeah, I'm not gonna get drunk. I'm just gonna, I got a little buzz going. I got a good buzz going. Close up to save the rest. So something like 2.5 skins are still here. So,
wasted.
If anybody wants something, this stuff is pretty good. Well,
are they supposed to come back today or tomorrow?
I don't care.
We can wait till tomorrow and then start talking about what to do.
Yeah.
And I really think we should start hunting already, or whatever, replenishing food stocks for ourselves.
Bramble notices that he has very weird big hands, but little stubby fingers, and he can't he can't connect them all.
Can't do this. Do you do this?
Yeah, he does. Weird.
Okay. Anything else?
I would like to cast Goodberry every day so we don't use
rations.
And I would also like to cast Greater Restoration on myself to get rid of one more exhaustion point.
Well, since we do we get our hit points back too after we've rested long enough a few times now?
Yeah, hit you points? Get back to maximum. Yeah.
All right.
So what level are you at, Tiala?
Two. Okay. I think.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Does this mean I have my normal hit points back?
Yes. Your speed is halved and you have disadvantage on ability checks. Then all of you please make another survival check. At disadvantage still.
Who will survive?
Wait. I thought saving throws are at disadvantage.
No, saving throws are not. With
oh, that's the one.
You still have the ability checks at disadvantage.
Oh, that was it. Yes, yes.
I've got a 9 again.
Okay. I only got 6. But then I'm drunk or buzzed or whatever.
If I get a 0, does that count as a 20? Like it rolls back. It underflows basically.
Under to the maximum.
Right?
Under 2.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I've got a 26.
Whoa.
26.
I got a
damn.
0.
Damn.
You got a 0?
A literal 0. It's not the lowest I've rolled so far. So.
One second. Okay, so Blackwater, you had the lowest, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean,
I had 6.
Okay. Yeah, then as the evening goes on, Branwolf, Fleon, and Tiala, you notice that Blackwater, while he was searching the tents, he didn't come back.
What?
Okay.
And you have no idea where he is.
I'm gonna go check. I'm gonna go check and see where he's at.
And also, what you do notice is kind of that your memories of the past 24 hours are cloudy at best as to what happened.
I start writing everything down. What happens? So I remember.
Do you have anything to write?
Yes, I have parchment and a quill, I think.
Okay.
I wonder who this Blackwater was and if he was real after all. I don't think we need to go look for him.
He might have food or more drink. Whoever he was, I'm going to go try to find him.
I am your source of potions, or at the very least, Branwolf needs me.
Yeah, I'm going
then
through
make an investigation
looking at through the disadvantage.
I help Branwolf search for.
Yeah,
roll normally at non-disadvantage.
Okay. Non-disadvantage, that would be the higher one. That was 12 plus 6. 18!
Is it the higher one or the first one?
No, it was because the first one was a 6, and then I had a 2. And then,
I had a 6.
No. No, the first one was a 12, so plus 6 is 18. And the other one was a 2. But you said not the disadvantage, so the higher one.
The first one.
It's the same. That's it. 12 plus 6 is 18.
Yeah, you look around, there's no trace of the halfling anywhere.
That's impossible.
Can I try to find him?
So you come back and tell the others he's gone.
I can't find him. Freon goes, who?
You spent 2 minutes looking for me and you already gave up.
Yeah.
No.
Tiala,
we lost them. We lost them.
I try to find him with my commune with nature.
Sure, you can do that. However, even doing that, there seems to be, other than you three, not a living soul in the vicinity.
That's so weird. He's just gone.
Can't be.
Well, he's quite tiny. I mean, maybe we just didn't look properly.
I mean, we could sleep on it, and then I can try to find him with a spell.
My mother has a sense for such things.
My mother has a sense for such things.
I cannot be. My mother has a sense for such things. She said there would be no fog. I'm gonna look again.
I help.
Sure.
And yeah. I start shouting.
Blackwater! Well, both of you roll in.
Oh, wait.
I turn
into a Snifsy Doggo.
Snifsy Doggo.
A Snifsy Doggo, okay.
And try to sniff something that is his. Yeah. And I try to find a trail.
Do you have anything that is his?
Yes, his fucking blowpipe! Ah! Screw you!
Here, doggy.
Okay. Also, I don't think that he was walking around with his backpack and everything, so that should be fine.
Yeah, true. No, I have his weird potato pipe, so... Okay. And I follow Sniffy's.
Okay. Make an investigation check at disadvantage, the other.
Thank you, that's what I want.
I think Sniffs the Doggos, aka Wolves,
then it cancels itself. I said Tiala, not Bran Wolf.
Oh, okay.
Let me double check.
No, you're right, you have like the keen senses thing.
But yeah, on so perception just normal... checks, not investigation, so I don't know.
Ah, no, it's investigation, I'm sorry.
Oh, then I'm useless! Wait, then it's a disadvantage.
Well, no, just do a normal roll. Perception is fine as well. Since you're using your senses and whatnot.
So, that's a 20.
Okay.
Not a natural one, but a 20.
You look around and you do get a whiff of something, and you follow it to a certain tent.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do find is a bag of old, moldy potatoes. Behind another sleeping bag.
You found me.
But, told him not no to... sign of Blackwater.
I said scream and doggo.
Oh.
Can I sniff on his backpack and try again?
Yeah, you keep doing it, but to no avail. He seems to be gone.
I turn back into Tiala. This
That's
is
what you
so
spend your day on. Freon, do you do
I
anything?
I believe that there's magic in this.
I checked, I can't. Yeah, I don't have any spells that would help. I'll have a look at this. What's there of his stuff?
I don't know. What's there of your stuff? Like water.
Ignoring the underwear, you see 11 potions, a bunch of different potions.
This is in your backpack.
Bullets.
Yes. His
backpack is there.
Yeah, two rations, a bunch of hempen rope, two torches, and ammunition. That's it.
Okay. So he just disappeared while walking, checking the tents, right? And.
Well. We know that this is a test. It was one of the tests. We know that. So maybe they're beaming singular people away, and because wasn't that isolation something? Maybe he's being picked for was picked for some isolation test, or we're being slowly isolated or something like that.
Mm.
Maybe we should stick together.
That's just a good stay idea.
Yeah, let's just not look around anymore. Let's just stay here.
Well, if we look around together, right?
Yeah, or if all three of us look around.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the day is already slowly coming to a close as you guys.
I'll make dinner.
More meat. Yeah, you need to eat something, definitely.
No, you
yeah,
don't, yeah. Because you've got the berries.
Yeah.
We have the berries.
And drink. You got the water.
Yeah.
And mead. We have mead.
Yeah, but do you have water?
There's snow and ice everywhere. So yes.
We can even make warm water.
You plan on cooking it?
Well, I'm using my fucking ladle.
Okay. The ladle.
Ladle.
Make another survival check.
All of us?
Disadvantage.
All of us?
The remaining three of you.
I. 12. The perfecto and a one. A natural one. With a survival of two, that brings me up to three. Poof. Poof.
14.
He's gone. And 17.
Okay. And Frion?
14.
14, all right. Yeah, both of you getting ready. You also notice Bramwolf gone.
Well, we've been sticking together.
Yeah, it's like you look into his direction that you turned from for a second, and he's like, suddenly, he was there, just in the blink of an eye, and now suddenly he's gone.
That's
there some sort of magic going on?
Some kind of magic. And the crowd is...
Neckwasher had the magic dagger that could sense magic, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately. Well, hang on. I do have a spell, I think. I have detect magic. I'll cast that as a ritual.
Okay. You don't detect anything magical in the area except for your magical items.
Cool.
And the small little aura atop your head.
Should we maybe just bind ourselves together with a rope?
That sounds like a good idea.
Because otherwise we might get lost, like whatever his name was, and the fat guy.
You only remember the time when the fat guy was there. You don't really remember what happened before.
I'm not fat, I'm very muscular and old.
I write down my whole life story and everything I can remember.
Okay. It's almost though, like the stuff that you've written before, you almost read it like a novel of some kind. It doesn't really like hit you in particular like that it's something that has happened and that it's like a transcript or diary or something. But your first thing that comes to mind is more maybe this is something that happened to another of one of the tribe members here. Maybe they left
the
notes.
Topic is this happened to me. Exclamation mark.
This written, happened to me.
Written by myself.
Written by myself. Yes.
Signed by Tiana.
Signed me, myself, and
me,
I.
Myself, exactly. And I. So I said to myself, I said, self, do you see?
Do you think, Tiana, that it's something similar to the other, the test of endurance? That where we weren't able to cast any magic, that it's some sort of like, I don't know, maybe not a magical field, but some other area of effect that makes people disappear. Have you heard of anything like that?
Have I heard of anything like that?
Freon asks himself as he notices that he's alone.
Could be. Hey, I mean, well, what you do get back to is that you're kind of, it might be a goddess messing with you since you are strapped into one of her games. But you can't really tell if it's like nature or some other, like a arcane nature or some other force.
Are we just in limbo? Like, as if like in a dream state where we don't realize anything, or
you have no idea what's going on.
I'm rolling my new character.
Or do
right
we
now,
so.
Like in a? You guys are like in a fever dream.
Yeah, we're just
no
gone.
Awareness of
no contact. Okay, because I was just wondering if we wake up somewhere else or something. Okay, no.
Brown Wolf woke up as Brian all of a sudden.
Sitting there, playing Dungeons and Dragons on a Wednesday evening.
The weirdest dream you're having.
That's strange. All these signed photographs of people I don't even know. And Hodor looking over my shoulder.
So yeah, Tiala, Freon. You go to bed, the night passes, you get another level of exhaustion removed.
Yay!
I cast another figure magic, what's it called? Greater Restoration, so I don't have any level of exhaustion left. That's fine with you.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I'm gonna cast Locate Creature.
Okay.
And try to find Blackwater.
What does Locate Creature do?
I don't know, let me find it again.
Locate Creature. You have all of these things prepared, amazing.
Yes, because I was sleeping.
I got a dead ice bear hanging around my neck, so maybe you can find that creature.
No, I think I can just think of somebody and then sense them.
Okay.
Well, within 1,000 feet.
This spell is like really missing a very important like aspect that it's not naming in this description. That's like very bad writing, Wizards of the Coast. Very bad.
So I can find him?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. You cast it and you don't get anything whatsoever.
That.
Everything, but your best guess is that even either he's like far away without like outside of the range of the spell, or it's not mentioned here specifically, but I would say you would probably discern that from your knowledge of spellcasting. He might be on like another plane of existence altogether.
Huh. Okay.
It doesn't mention anything about the creature being on a different plane. What the fuck?
I mean, if it's based on physical distance, I guess the planes are kind of disconnected. So
yeah,
like
I'm guessing it's like it only works at all. A bit of fur
within the
from
same
a bloodhound. I love the things that you need to take, the materials for some of these spells.
The tribe hasn't returned yet either, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
And with Tiala's like communion, there's still nobody in range.
Oh no, I can't do it because I used the...
Oh, okay.
The purify myself thing.
Purify! You and I!
Greater Restoration, there was the name.
Damn, now we've got a fucking song stuck in my head. Purify!
Metallica.
Ben.
Yeah,
anything
I don't
you want to do
on
the day, otherwise?
Holding hands with Freon.
Verzweifelt.
Holding
hands with Freon.
Yeah.
All day long, okay.
Not taking the eyes off each other.
Eating,
do you think it is more of an issue that we are removed from the world where they are now than the other way around?
Huh. I never thought about that. But no, I think they are being removed.
Okay.
Maybe they're back at the castle.
But I'm also very confused on why the tribe hasn't come back, and also my little tiger.
Yeah, I was wondering, what did you talk with the tiger again?
If something goes wrong, then she's supposed to come back.
Should we go and have a look?
But where?
Is there any tracks left? Where are they?
Investigation check.
With one exhaustion, still disadvantage, right?
Yeah.
Seven.
Seems that the snowfall has covered all tracks over the past 3 days.
They said they won't be back in 2. Something's really
wrong.
It's been 3 nights so far, and you're on
the fourth
day.
Do you think we should go looking for them, Tiana?
Well, I don't know which direction they went.
Don't you have like your elven senses that can tell you stuff like that? No?
No, I don't know. Do I remember which direction they went?
Northwest.
Okay, so they went northwest. But we were supposed to watch their camp. We should wait one more day.
So what if we built like little snowmen and dress them up in like Blackwater's clothes that are in his backpack? Then we have basically someone watching the camp while we could go looking for them.
Let's do that. Yes, that's a good idea.
On this day?
Yeah, we start building little snowmen and dress them up as Blackwater.
All of them.
I thought you can't remember who I am.
That's the tiny guy.
I like how that's my descriptor. Not the potions guy or the guy that kind of saved
other guy.
Specifically
from the monster.
It's better than the fat one. Jeez.
Well, you could just lose weight. I can't just grow.
Actually, that's
being
possible.
Fat is a choice.
There is spells, you know.
Hey, and potions, probably as well.
And potions. There's people that can help you. No need to despair.
I'd rather keep it natural, but thank you.
Okay, so anything else you want to do during the course of the day? Build a snowman.
Several snowmen. Make them look menacing.
Okay. Then make a
art
hand check.
Art. I have thingy. I was a stone cutter, stonemason.
You should just do ice sculptures then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Sleight of hand.
It's a 16, no, 17. 17.
Okay. Yeah, how many you want to make?
Six or seven? Five, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you get some, like, big figures out of snow, round snow balls atop of each other. Kind of put some stuff from Blackwater's junk all over them. And
Blackwater's junk.
Hey, you're in limbo. You need to mute yourself.
Or Blackwater's junk.
That's exactly what Branwolf is doing right now, basically. Yeah. That's exactly him. Cut to Branwolf.
Sitting in limbo. Blackwater's junk.
But yeah, you do that and the day comes to a close, slowly but surely. Both of you make another survival check.
Uh-oh. 14? Oh, wait!
12.
I don't have to roll at disadvantage anymore. Never mind me, I'm gonna roll again.
No. That's just the roll then. Or
huh?
What was the first roll?
Well, I had a 12 and a 2, which is a 14 or a...
Yeah, then it's a 14.
Yeah, first or roll. If I rolled at the same time. And it can't really be worse than a 2 except for a 1, so let's go for it. See, it's a 16 plus 12, so it's a 28.
Okay.
I have 12 as well.
12 as well. Okay.
Oh, if I had a 12 as well.
Holding each other's hands in front of the snowballs and sculptures. Tiala, you blink as Freon suddenly vanishes.
This is so weird!
From you.
I go to sleep crying because I'm all alone.
Okay. Go to sleep. Exhausted and crying.
I'm not exhausted anymore.
Yes, you're all of your levels should be gone by now. As the fifth day dawns and you're all by yourself.
I'm gonna use commune with nature as a ritual again, and I will search for influences from other planes of existence.
Okay. You do get the sense that maybe recently there have been ripples and tears in the material plane here, as if something might have affected it. But then you start crying again as you notice that there is nothing, absolutely nothing around you.
That's fine, I was a hermit. For decades.
You get PTSD back to that time.
It was a nice time. I go search for some animal
just
friends.
Just like in old times. Fans the fire, puts up both of her feet.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to do except sustaining yourself with goodberry and some water?
I don't think I have a spell where I can travel plane. Ooh! But I already used this one.
Black Court is a limbo plane.
Yeah, no.
No?
I will talk to the snowman. And dress one up as Freon.
And he put a beard out of twigs and moss.
Yes.
And fur on one of them. Anything
exactly.
Particular you want to talk to them about?
Where they've gone, and why did they leave me?
Okay. The snowmen just stare back at you with their rock eyes.
I make him cry. With like
make
a little
cry.
Yes, like a little produce flame on the eyes.
Okay.
So it looks like he's crying as well.
Tiala's descent into madness. All right. As the absolutely otherwise boring day passes, you also make another survival check.
Take me as well. That's a 17.
A 17?
Yes.
Okay. You also blink, and one moment you were there, and the other one you seem to have been transported somewhere else with no awareness of where you are. Blackwater's currently gone. Branwolf. As you trudge through the snowy wasteland, you hear wind, and it carries along the sound of voices of several ones.
Okay.
There seem to be shapes in front of you, and you do notice after a while that it's actually members of the tribe that went out hunting, and they seem to like wave towards you. With open arms, shouting to you, almost in a like welcoming manner, as you kind of just like fall to your feet, snow in the ground, barely like present in the moment, almost feverish, and you kind of this actually happens to each and every one of you, and you kind of hear the voices saying something along the lines of, oh, we probably shouldn't have trusted them, might have been too tired, not sure where they came from, wandering these wastes all by themselves. And people like, I knew they wouldn't last like a couple of days. And another one saying, well, we should have gone home after two and not press on to actually rob more camps of the poor elk tribe. And you see like large carts of their bounty, big crates of food and more that they seem to be hauling back. I need each one of you to roll a wisdom saving throw.
There is no disadvantage, right? No.
If you're not exhausted, no.
Well, if I am exhausted, it's a saving throw.
It's a saving throw, yeah.
Got 24.
What?
Natural 20.
What?
Okay. So, Blackwater, you had a what?
7.
11. 7. And Tiala?
11.
11. Okay. Blackwater, I need you to roll a d100 for me.
Yeah. Okay. I hate it when that happens. Got an 80 and a 9, so I guess an 89.
89. Okay, I'm gonna send you something.
Oh.
That's always good. Never good.
A +2? All from me. A ticket home? Back to my island? Oh no, okay.
Tiala, you please do the same. Roll a D100.
Oh, I kind of like it, actually.
Do you need that the exact number?
Yes, I need the exact.
The secret of the universe and beyond.
42. Then.
Did you send me something?
Yes. There you go. Okay. However, after this brief interaction with the tribe, you all return back, whisking away in a flurry of snow and ice, as you return back to the snowflake-shaped room.
Ooh.
Kind of clear in the head once again.
Mm-hmm. Still rested. Like, still rested, no exhaustion.
No, you actually had those days of rest, yeah.
Okay.
Whew.
But I still have one exhaustion. I still have to do that. That's not taken away.
No. Or, you've been also the days that you've been gone. Oh, they still count as a rest.
Oh, perfecto.
Basically. Yeah. So also for you, it's also one night, even though you've been away.
Okay, so
it was vacation, basically.
No more exhaustion. Okay.
See, it was relaxation.
Yeah.
Actually, it was.
Yeah, we're rested and ready. Rested and ready for the next day.
Oh, cruelty! Yeah, great. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Let's go. Yeah. It's gonna be fun.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, I'm already jauntily just.
But yeah,
for
both Blackwater and Tiala, you need to add that to your character sheet.
Already yes. In it.
Somewhere under, I don't know. I don't have the character sheet in front of me where it makes sense.
I got it.
I think it's under features.
God. Wow.
Is there a feature actually?
Hmm?
Is there a feature we can actually add? Like, can you write one?
For?
In Foundry?
Yeah, but I thought you want to like add it to your.
Yes, I'm doing right now, but.
I mean,
I can
could,
edit in Foundry as well, so everything looks nice and stuff.
There is. But yeah, you get back there. Ah, here, yeah, features.
Just make sure it's not visible to everyone, something.
Well, you shouldn't be looking around in other people's
things. Yeah, just don't access the other sheets.
Yeah.
Am I the only one with access to everyone else's sheets, actually?
Yes, I think so.
Probably if you had to...
I've got Brown Wolf, but that's it.
I think everyone has Brown Wolf. It's like a starter Pokemon.
I'm the bonus feature.
Bonus feature, yeah.
Yeah, that's me. One Brown Wolf each.
Included in every the fuck Happy Meal.
Yeah, every Happy Meal. In jeden siebten Ei.
But yes, this is basically where we could stop for today.
A good idea, because I am beat.
Yeah.
So close to finishing it. Well, probably not.
We have one more test ahead of you.
We have one more test.
And then the actual encounter,
and
I guess.
Then the test of all tests, the Testerino. Testo Maximo.
Testerino.
El Testeroni.
That's something else.
How many forms of Frost Maiden are there?
Three. We already killed
three.
Two.
Three, they come. And yeah. How many did you defeat?
Two.
All seven. Of them.
Two.
Oh, when did you get two?
All should listen to the episodes then.
Yeah.
I have one.
All of them.
One the owly mowly thing, and then the other one, didn't we kick her ass and she took off or something? I don't know. Officially,
no, that was the owl.
I'm telling everybody it's two.
I'm telling everybody.
It's
hey, Bramwell, it's free. Bramwell enters the tavern. Oh, where you been? Well, I kicked the ice her maiden's ass twice. Nah.
Bullshit,
yeah. And everybody is
all right, but yes, let's see next session. Some people might return a bit scarred, some people less.
What the fuck? Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
Jesus Christ.
Or are
that was amazing.
Or are you disappointed?
Yeah, that's
those.
All for today's session.
I added those two, yeah. So
We shall return whenever we find time again. And then see what the last test has in store for us, I guess.
So we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, no, not quite. But soon. Yeah, we've got a move coming up as well.
Yeah, we got band practice.
Yeah, that as well. We should be able to play in person one more time, I think.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Okay, then thank you everybody for joining, and see you next time.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya. Cheers.
Didn't you slap his butt during combat at some point?
Hello and welcome back to the table, folks. Where did we leave off last time? We had the undecided battle through the test of preservation first, where they gloriously failed to protect a young boy. And next up, you guys went on ahead and went over to the test of endurance, where some all almost lost their wits. I think Tiala, how many levels of exhaustion do you have now?
I'm passed out, I think.
Still passed out.
We didn't sleep, so yeah.
Yeah. And
Freon basically wanted to go back. At that point.
He gave up.
Yeah.
He gave up, turned around, but you guys decided to convince the party to stay together. And just about...
They manhandled me again.
That's what happened.
You. Not, they didn't, like... I mean...
The dwarf was manhandled.
Yeah.
By a man and his handle.
But you have now returned back to Auriel's abode, to the cold, icy floor, and find yourself back in the snowflake-shaped room with not only two tests remaining, but one unconscious party member, the icy cold fog drifting above the ice plate that you're partly standing, partly sitting on, exhausted. So what is it that the undecided plan to do?
Would a healing potion help Tiala more or less regain consciousness if I kind of just open mouth a little bit and bloop, 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 and hope that she doesn't choke on it?
How many levels of exhaustion do you have, Tiala?
Five.
Because
I'm not dead yet. Just sleepy.
Oh, sleepy. That's what I said. Would a healing potion help?
I don't think so, because
we said that you are, because at that you're not passed out, you're barely conscious, but you just can't move, you have no strength left. So you are like there and can kind of utter and mutter a few words, but you're just
tired
and
want
to sleep.
Would food help? A force feeder?
I think just sleeping helps.
Too cold to sleep.
I just take a nap. I don't care.
Don't you have your magic cookies or something? Don't you... Something which you always drop and... Oh, your berries.
I'm just going to drop a berry.
No, I don't have berries
right now. Don't have berries anymore? Okay.
I mean, I can't cast a spell, so no.
Only says that your speed becomes zero. It doesn't prevent you from... You have disadvantage on a bunch of stuff. Your hit point maximum is halved. Your speed is reduced to zero.
You can wake her up, but she will not be able to move. So, Bronwolf, you basically have to carry her around.
I can carry,
There are things in the game. You can, of course, long rest, but there are things in the game that might remove levels of exhaustion as well. I don't know if you have anything.
I have a potion of remove all exhaustion right here.
I've been saving it up.
Yeah,
just for this moment.
Well, if I would be allowed to check in the foundry, which I don't have open at the moment, I'd probably find all kinds of stuff I have. Because Brandwolf is known to be the man with the haversack of holding.
What does the haversack of holding say?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. But I don't have it on my page.
If it's not on the page, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's not on my
Simple
page.
Simple rule.
It's all in foundry.
That's why it's called pen and paper. It's not written down anywhere, it doesn't count.
And then I'll just make
so it if it is written down, it counts?
Okay, let me write it down.
Hang on.
Hello. Okay, one...
Finishing a long rest potion reduces a creature's exhaustion level by one, provided that the creature has also ingested some food and drink.
Drink is no problem, I can...
You got enough rations? Could I... I still got a bag.
But wasn't our problem that we couldn't long rest because it's too cold?
We tried, We just can't.
I think it was too cold to do a long rest, according to the DM. And that...
He's a liar.
Yeah, and the old...
We all know that.
Old liar.
And the old rule is, ye never shalt rest in a dungeon. because you never know what might cometh. But I don't give a flying fart about that.
I'd certainly try.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Where's the wandering monster table? Hang on.
Yeah, no, I'm going to. You know what? Everybody, take a long rest. I'm gonna do the first watch because I'm feeling very strengthable and.
I thought we can't because it's too cold.
Yeah, first of all that. Second of all, if we spend too much time here, we do start gaining more exhaustion points just by being here. Because it has happened.
Yeah.
But would it help, for example, if we take a short rest and have some hot tea?
I was just going to say, we have the ladle of hopeless tea making. Whatever it's called.
Well, Brandwolf, I have that. And I would maybe...
I'm just looking at Tiala.
Give Tiala some of that tea. Not you.
Of course.
Because you sat on me again.
I'm good. What?
So,
oh, come on. I offered
But yeah, would that help if we make some hot tea? A hot beverage?
Yep.
You could try, sure.
Well, then
you
I
want to
make
offer,
a...
offer her some?
Yes, I still have some herbs I bought from...
Here, warm this up. Here, warm this
go
up.
Go away with your
no,
wheat.
They're good.
Yeah,
they're
good. From your rancid old girlfriend.
Yeah, but it's good, and they make you strong, and they... Come on, give some of that to... I give... Because I don't know how many leaves or the stuff I still have, but it should be enough for at least a cup of tea. I got I had a bag full of that stuff, so...
Yeah, so you take that, you put it in, like, a cup, heat it up with... in the ladle, or what's the plan?
The ladle makes it warm, I think, doesn't it?
Well, the ladle supposedly makes... liquids or anything that's in it warm. That's how I understood it.
So I give you some of the rancid old lady's super duper strength making magical herbs of sexual excitement or whatever it was. Hey, it worked.
Sexual arousal.
According to the DM, I still don't know. He's the only one that really knows what they do, but I felt great the next day. So here, make her some tea with this.
I'll make some tea for Tiala.
Okay. So you pass on the cup to Tiala. Tiala, do you drink it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Also cast good berry.
Okay.
And see how many berries I get.
Yeah, you need to roll for that.
Munchity crunchity.
And roll a d10, right? Because it's up to 10 berries.
I need to look up good berry.
It does not say that I need to roll. It says up to 10 berries appear in your hand.
Oh, yeah, then roll a d10. One.
That's 6 berries fast.
Perfect. That's
and
a meal.
And they sustain us for one day.
All right. Okay. So eat 2 of them and you got the strength of 2 days.
Do you share the berries with the rest so everybody eats some? Okay.
And I eat one before
so
I drink
you all
the
eat
tea.
The berries and you feel immediately the magic essence going through you as you're quite, you're not like stuffed, but you're content with that. You're like, you didn't know you needed a meal, but after eating this, you're like, yeah, it was just hit the spot. Perfect.
Hmm.
And also Tiala, you feel some strength coming back into your body. But yeah, you do drink the tea that Freon offers you. Then roll a constitution saving throw at disadvantage.
Uh-oh.
What? Why? Don't tell me they went bad over a few weeks.
That's a 6.
Okay. You drink the tea. It's a bit hot in the beginning. You burn your lips. But you immediately, there's this very... strong aroma coming from the leaves, but in a very almost minty kind of way, as it kind of you suck it all in, like the not smoke, what's the word,
the vapors
of the tea pierce through your nostrils, and you immediately can already feel the warmth crawling back to your body, and you immediately gulp it down. You feel a bit weird, still tired, but you can move about 5 feet. Yes. So you have a movement back of 5 feet.
So she can move like 5 feet, and then she gets another level of exhaustion.
No, but she has like her movement speed is to 5 feet.
Bummer. We need to make some more tea. And another 5 feet.
Yeah.
The bag is only, you know, has so much.
Oh, it's a super duper bag.
Okay, yeah. I feel a little bit better. We should continue.
So you can like crawl, but you're gonna be
I can
slow.
Still carry you. I'll just, you know, come out. I'll put you in a piggyback ride. You're small.
How many levels of exhaustion does everybody have right now?
Four.
So, Blackwater?
Three.
I've got three as well.
Okay. And Brandwolf as well. And Frion?
Four.
Okay. So also your hit point maximum is halved.
What?
Yes.
No. Just for level four and more.
Yeah.
The rest of you also, all of you have disadvantage on ability checks, saving throws, and attack rolls. any bed is looking really nice right now.
There are no beds. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Unless we're hallucinating at this point, which wouldn't surprise me. Should we just move on and...
Yeah, maybe if we get into one of these
I would
tests.
Say this whole thing would count as a short rest, yeah. But I think you guys planned or short rested anyway last session at the end.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can treat it as a short rest if you want to.
I still think we might do if we teleport again to one of these super levels where it's not as cold or something, then maybe we can do a long rest
there.
It's
just as cold out there. You've been in like blizzards and
I
whatnot.
Have no idea.
Been warmer, that's for sure.
We shall see. Maybe we... The next test is a tropical paradise.
A desert.
Yeah. Get to a tropical paradise, try not to get drunk on cocktails. Who knows?
Yeah, the relaxation test. That
was exactly.
I think that was there was the relaxation test. I remember that one. Very good one.
Test.
Yeah, that one and the sexual innuendo, which Brandon wants to do.
In your endo?
in your endo?
Sexual
innuendo. No, I only concentrate on Freon's endo.
Can I Eldritch Blast your ass?
Eldritch Blast your endo. Don't innuendo my endo.
So yeah, you're in the snowflake-shaped room. There were two more tests, the tests of cruelty and the one of Nshin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, which we didn't. Could you read? Mm-hmm.
No, I think you guys wrote it down.
We know
down,
what
right?
It is, yeah. We know that it's isolation.
Yeah, it was isolation.
Cruelty out of the way?
Yeah, let's do cruelty.
Yeah.
While we still have some amount of power within us.
Kill some teddy bears or something. See what that comes.
Okay.
On the other hand, isolation, if each of us is isolated, is there any way we would be able to finish that test?
Ooh. Oh, good point.
Without any of us having to leave the room for half an hour. Not everybody leave the room.
That's actually a very good point. Like, in cruelty, we'll most likely have each other at least.
Maybe,
yeah. Together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, okay, my vote is on isolation.
Isolation? Okay. Tiala, isolation?
I don't care.
What is the thinking behind this? You guys pick isolation?
None of your fucking business! Let's do it!
No, okay. We're doing it. Just react. All right. Just react.
So you're opening the door that says isolation on top.
And I'm carrying Tiala.
No, it says Eation.
Yeah. The Eation test.
Relaxation.
Yes, exactly.
So, as you open the heavy Ice barrier. What?
Relaxation door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your surroundings again vanish in a flurry of snow and ice. And as your vision slowly clears, you find yourself standing at the edge of yet another camp under under a clear, dark night sky somewhere in the what's it called? Get away here. The rugged wastelands in Icewind Dale. You see that there's several tents displayed. There's one large one in the middle that has its flaps open with some posts with fires burning and a large fireplace in the middle that's currently lit. There's like several of the Rigged tribe warriors around that seem to be sharpening their weapons. But yeah, they haven't seen you approach yet so far. Hmm. But again, you do notice above your heads the small little icy snowflake marking you once more.
I really don't like tents anymore.
Hmm. Is that the same tribe that we helped to get through the other, like, follow the herd thing?
Make a history check.
Mm-hmm.
At disadvantage, of course.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. One was a 19, the other one is a 3, so it's 8.
Okay. What's different is you don't see any of these, like, nomads wearing any of the, like, elk-like fashion with any antlers or whatnot. But these seem to be displaying a different kind of animal. You're seeing large tusks here and there. Some seem to be wearing like half a head that ends in two large tusks. They kind of look a little bit more tiger or saber-toothed tiger-like to you.
Mm-hmm. Was the dude that wanted to kill the boy, was he wearing something like that?
He was actually... Hang on. No, that was the wolf tribe.
Okay.
That there was more or less a neutral clan that you guys found the boy in, and he said that he was from the wolf tribe. Then you've went to the Great March with the elk tribe. This seems to be the tiger tribe.
And what's happening in that camp? Can we already see that?
Quiet, more or less. From what you've seen so far, most of them seem to be in preparation of something. Most seem to be sharpening their weapons or packing up stuff. But the tents don't seem to be like taken down or anything. But there's definitely a little bit of hustle going on.
So what you reckon, should we try and ask and see if we can rest here, actually?
Try to offer something in return.
Yeah.
Tell them we come in peace, whatever.
Yeah.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Brandwolf, I think that's your specialty.
Because I'm so charming?
Coming in peace?
Yeah, coming in peace. Well, hello, I'll come in pieces. Yeah, well, I will approach the person that looks like it's the one which could be the friendliest of the two.
As you get closer, one of the warriors on the edge is sharpening his sword, kind of like lets off and looks at you.
I raise my hand in the universal sign of I have no weapon and I come in peace. And
he says, "Greetings, emissaries of the Frost Maiden."
Oh,
luck shines upon us this day, so it seems.
Yes, yes, little snowflakes give us away, I guess.
We shall bring you to our queen immediately. She will be very happy to hear that you've arrived.
Uh-oh.
Sounds...
And he kind of, like, gestures you to follow him.
Okay.
We'll wait, before you take us to your queen, is she in the camp here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. In
Bjarnhild of the Tiger Tribe.
Good, because she will want to speak with you. We've been on quite a journey, so if it would have been like more traveling, it would have been good to rest first.
Oh, it seems that fate has even more luck in store of us, but the queen will tell you everything. Follow me.
Okay.
He basically leads you into this large tent where there's a couple of other warriors inside, but on a large throne that is like has several tiger, saber-toothed tiger like pelts, another pelt thrown over it. You see sitting there this so-called queen. Bjarnhild, who is using also a stone to sharpen the edges of her like great axe, and there's actually a live saber-toothed tiger next to her feet, which slowly raises its head as you come towards it, and keeps a steady eye on you being new arrivals here. But she immediately kind of like stands up and greets you almost in like a greeting of exultation, saying, "Auriel has blessed us!" She shouts it to like every warrior in the room, pointing a finger towards you. "The Frost Maiden has sent emissaries to watch our camp while we complete our mission. Fellow travelers, do you seek respite? You look weary and tired."
"Oh yes, we really do, and if we can be of any aid for any possibility to rest, we'll of course would gladly aid you in
most
in
definitely
your quest.
As you might have heard from the other tribes, food is scarce this time of the year, and we plan a raid on the nearby elk tribe to gather what we can, but we do not want to leave our camp unmanned. But I need every able-bodied man to come with me."
"Oh, then we can take turns in resting, and at the same time, the rest of us can guard your camp."
"That sounds like the Frost Maiden herself has sent you, apparently."
"Yep. Snowflake."
She kind of like looks to the other warriors that just like seem to nod in unison, brandishing their weapons and slinging packs over their shoulders. And she says, "We should return back in a day or two, and we would be honored if you would just make yourself at home. Take to the few stores that we have. Take what you need. Make your bedding where you want to. You can also use my tent and use the fireplace outside, of course. There shouldn't be any problems other than the odd wild beast or so stroming and roaming across the wastes. But we will gladly share some of our bounty with you once we return."
"I have a question."
"Yes, short man."
I stand up a bit taller, try to ignore that. What is your fallback plan in case you don't return in those 2 days? Do you have a messenger that might be able to send us information about your whereabouts or situation in case it changes?"
"If anything should change, I can gladly send one of my men back if I can bear to put him off the mission. But that shouldn't be necessary. It should be 2 days tops before we return. The Elk tribe isn't really known for putting up much of a fight." And she laughs, and all of the warriors kind of scoff in unison as well.
I have a very short question. Freon, you don't have Tara, do you?
No.
No,
unfortunately.
Are we
not
able to summon her?
I have a question.
I'll have a look if I have the necessary stuff.
This is just whispering to the group. I feel like
we shall take
all
our leave.
And they're all probably gonna die, and we won't know, and we'll just be waiting here forever and ever. We need to kind of figure out some way to.
That's what isolation means, yeah. Probably, yeah.
That's the thing.
I've got two questions now. First question, do we remember the first time when we came to such a camp where the boy was? Did the dead people, they were dead, right? A lot of dead people, did they also have some symbols like tusks or elk stuff or wolf stuff?
One second. I don't think so. I think they were pretty neutral. They had. Nope. They might have been also part of a wolf tribe. You weren't sure that they maybe were like a split group or something of it, and that it was like a strife among the wolf tribe members, but it wasn't anything in particular.
Okay. Second question.
But the Eva guy, he was of the wolf tribe.
Yes. Okay.
Isar, not Eva. Isar,
whatever his name was, yeah. No, I asked the queen if the tiger is coming with them or if he stays here.
No, of course. It's a she.
Oh,
my
okay,
good old
sorry.
Brava, she's been with me since a little cub. She will ride along with me into battle. I don't plan on leaving her behind.
Okay.
Well, my
are
fair
you
travelers.
Leaving, like, right now? Can you take
yes,
like, 10 more
we
minutes,
are.
Please?
Why would he?
Well,
you
we mean? Will. We will finalize our stuff, and we will be leaving in 10 minutes, she says to the rest of the warriors as they all kind of like stride outside and kind of line up in front of the tent.
Okay, I sit down and ritually cast Speak with Animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I will approach the tiger and say, hello, I'm Tiala. Nice to meet you. Do you want to be friends?
Yeah, you see her kind of like tilting the head and initially there's like a little phase of sniffing your hand, but she immediately starts like licking your hand and snuggling up to you and kind of like onto her side but then slowly makes her way outside the tent as well.
Wait for me! I'm not done talking to you!
She turns around with big eyes.
I follow her. And I try to explain to her that if anything bad happens or something, she should return to the camp and inform us.
Yeah, you see her like squint in agreement.
Okay, have a safe travel.
And also the queen, Bjornhild, kind of like scratches her neck and says, I will be sending her back in case anything changes or if something bad should happen.
Yes, I bet she's a great messenger.
She is, that is true.
Perfect. Then I sit next to a fire and sleep.
Okay. So you head down. The tribe members slowly make their way out of the camp as silence overcomes the camp slowly but surely, and you gather around the fire.
I'll take the first watch since, I mean, we're supposed to be watching the camp, so I guess.
Should we do it in pairs, maybe?
Yeah,
that'd be an idea. That'd be an idea.
I'll stay up with Branwolf if no one has anything against that.
Freya can sleep with.
So yeah. What do you guys immediately want to like, basically, attempt a long rest and wait.
Should we maybe first have a look around the camp? What is there? instead of just lying down.
I mean, you can also rest on it afterwards. It seems 1 to 2 days seem to be enough time.
Fine. Yeah, let's take inventory. Yeah.
Let's build up a fire. First watch?
Yeah, get it nice and warm. Build it up. Get some pelts and some blankets or whatever. They said they have all kinds of stuff we can use for sleeping and so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Alright, so who's taking first watch?
I'm taking first watch with Blackwater.
Alright. Yeah. Then both of you make a perception check at disadvantage.
Alright.
Can I specify what I'm doing?
Natural 20.
During the watch? Or just
and
during the watch?
Sure, yeah.
So, since...
I'm walking around camp just doing a rough... Yeah. Plan of like what's around us and all of that stuff. Okay.
I had a natural 20 and a 13, and since we're with the tires and we can't add anything extra or anything.
Oh, you can add stuff extra.
Okay, then I have what's this?
What was it? Investigation?
Perception.
Perception plus.
I'll just
six.
Do investigation.
That's 19 better. Then.
Okay.
I also had a 20, but then had a worse number, so I have a 4.
Ooh. All right. So yeah, the watch itself, you still notice that it's pretty cold, but hunching up to the fire definitely helps. You also see that they seem to be doing fires inside the tents, as there are like areas where the smoke and the heat can kind of like escape at the top. So you might get the sense it might be a possibility also to sleep inside the tents while the fire is going. But yeah, other than that, the watch passes without anything special.
Okay.
Looking around the campsite, is it just a normal, boring campsite, or is there anything special that I may have noticed?
Seems to be a normal, boring campsite. You do find, like she said, some like a storage tent where there are some crates and whatnot of rations that they basically packed up and left there. Some hunting gear here and there as well, some arrows and spears.
Mm-hmm.
There seem to be one or two broken down dog sleds as well, but no dogs. They seem to have taken them with them. But other than that, nothing in particular sparks your interest.
How many rations are there? Because, I mean, I don't want to be greedy, but I do want to stock up a little bit. Since they offered that, we can have them.
It's about, if you start counting, you can get around 15, 14.
Okay, I'm just together. To see. I've got 4. I'm gonna take 14.
I'm quickly gonna grab myself a water, which I forgot.
I'm gonna take 4. That brings me up to 8 rations, so I have enough rations. I'm going to take 4 rations just that I have some. And
enough for everyone? Or I'm not sure if you're counting.
Yeah, I got 8 rations. I mean, that should be enough for, you know, for that, which I gladly will share.
Okay. Because I have none.
Yeah, neither any. But Tiala has that cool spell as well with the berries.
Yeah.
True.
Should I grab another few for everybody? Then each of you have another 2? Like I said, I've got 8 now, you know, all together for us. I figure, you know, 2 each. Either I hang on to them and give them when you need them, or you can each take.
I think with Tiala's thing, I think 2 each is enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's keep it that
way. Then write down 2 each. And that leaves me. I'm gonna grab another 2 off the top then, so I have 4. Okay. So.
And we'll keep the magical equipment that we just found.
Right.
Yeah.
Plus 2.
Okay, who's who are you waking up for the rest of the watch?
Well, Charlotte
doesn't. I'm waking up after 4 hours.
Well, you wake up anyways, even though you're exhausted.
Well, I don't know.
I know. You don't have a long rest. You're the thing. So, I don't know. DM, does she wake up after 4 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well then. So since that we did probably
metabolism.
Yeah. But we always did an 8 hour.
You need another like watch still for the rest of the
Yeah, time. Yeah, okay.
But I guess we wake up Freon.
Yeah, I bend over, give Freon a kiss on the neck. Wake up, dear.
Oh, you really want to get smacked again?
I go back with a bloody nose. Okay.
Wait,
Freon, your turn.
Didn't you slap his butt during combat at some point?
That was to encourage him, though.
Yeah.
Heat of the moment.
I have been encouraged for months.
That's what a bard does.
I like little hairy men. I can't help it.
I'm glad I'm not hairy.
Okay. I'm going to lay down in Freon's filth, since it's already warm, and use his little corner there.
Where did you sleep, Freon?
Oh, in the queen's tent, of course. Not in her bed. Tent.
Perfect.
Big bed.
No, not in her bed. But next to the fireplace.
Yeah. All right. That sounds good. Okay. So I fall down on the floor, immediately pass out, and go to sleep. Boom.
Same.
All right. Dan, Freon, you make a perception roll. Watching over Tiala outside, I guess.
Are the people rested, though?
Yeah, do I still have, like, the exhaustion stuff?
No. Everybody who completes a rest gets one level of exhaustion removed.
One level?
One level.
That's normal, yeah.
Whoopee.
You get one level removed per long rest.
And that...
You would need to rest several days to...
That means...
Back to 3.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
Which means you still have all of the disadvantages, but your hit point maximum isn't halved anymore.
Okay. Great.
But yeah, spell slots, health,
hit dice, all of that is... Yeah.
Oh god, finally.
What? Spell slots? Spell slots weren't halved.
No.
Actually, for you, spell slots are also all reset.
In your special case, yes, they were halved. Fuck you. Right, so I still have disadvantage.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, so it's a 1 and a 4. So I guess the 1 counts.
Yeah.
Fall asleep again.
Nothing happens.
It's way too cold.
At least not to your knowledge. But you all slowly but surely awake, rested. It's not really like dawn. It's the usual. You also get one level of exhaustion removed.
Yeah, but ain't I awake as well?
Yeah, you wake up.
Okay.
Sleepy time's over.
No, but perception and stuff like that? No.
Nope. And the thing is that basically it's still like in this kind of like twilight. It's not really like day, as you've known it in Icewind Dale. But yeah, like the day's yours. What do you want to do for the next like
breakfast
12 to 20 hours?
Did they leave anybody behind?
No.
Like children, old people?
Nope.
Nobody?
You didn't see too many children and old people on your way in.
Probably all dead.
Sacrifice.
I want to check out everything.
Okay.
I'm gonna
make an investigation check.
I'll join in on that, if that's okay.
Are they only have rations, or did they have other things like rashers of bacon, maybe some weird eggs somewhere or something, and make breakfast?
There's some frozen meat slabs here and there that you didn't quite identify. Good.
Some old woman stashed in a crate. I'm gonna rest as much as possible.
Yeah, so, I'm gonna make some breakfast. Find a skillet, get something warm inside us.
All right. I rolled a 1. You rolled a 1. Okay.
I got a 21 total.
Okay, so Bramwolf, you cut down some of the meat.
Sniff it, looks that it doesn't
fit. Tiala, you don't find much and you get bored after a while, so you sit back down again, because there doesn't seem to be anything of interest here in this wasteland, this camp. Blackwater, you notice the meat that Bramwolf is starting to cut down seems to be maybe mammoth or something like that. Mm. Something big and chunky. Mm. You do smell the nice aroma that kind of gives off. But yeah, is that all you want to do for the day?
I
want to cast commune with nature as a ritual.
Okay.
And find out about the terrain and bodies of water, plants, minerals, animals, and people.
Okay, so
and I'm gonna patrol.
Digging your hand into the ice and snow. It's a large wasteland that you're in. You definitely are sure that you are somewhere in the rugged wastes that are between kind of like starts at Kelvin's Cairn, past Caer Conic. If you look on the world map, and it goes all the way to the Rigged Glacier, far to the northeast of Icewind Dale. Animal-wise, there's not much that you find in here, or that you take note of. Also, no bodies of water.
I was just gonna say, no frozen water to make.
No, there seems to be maybe far, far deep down beneath some bodies of water, maybe caves or something that are like, yeah, a couple hundred feet or so below you. Some and what was the fishing. Other thing you wanted to know?
Plants, minerals, peoples.
Yeah, nope. Plants are mostly, there's some like woods here and there. And those are the main sources of some animal life. Snow owls, some wild wolves and bears. But it's like far away from you.
But no edible plants or something, like anything like berries or stuff like that. Or
no, it's hard to point out.
Weird kind of moss, which you can make a salad out of or something. Roots. Taters.
Boy, okay. Mash them.
So I'm just going to continue patrolling, more or less, you know, just walking around the vicinity, looking around at the tents and stuff at the same time, always looking outside into the wasteland, just doing like a guard patrol, just walking around in a circle.
Yeah, then, I would like to do the whole ritual like once an hour to just check if like anybody's approaching us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to salvage some stuff. Do I find any charcoal or herbs?
Make an investigation roll.
I can give you charcoal from the fire we made. So
yeah, that would be no problem. 10, hang on.
15, okay. You don't find any herbs, but you do find enough charcoal.
Cool. Then I'll take an hour.
How is it measured? How much do you need?
In total, 10 gold pieces worth of stuff.
That should be.
I do have some already.
Charcoal should be no problem, you know. Just
so I need
pulling out a log.
Charcoal, herbs, or incense.
Okay. Yeah, because I would say, like, if you gather a bunch of charcoal, it's like basically worthless, but you can gather about 2 gold worth of charcoal.
Okay. What kind of herbs do you need?
Doesn't matter. That's like the expensive shit.
Anything.
Incense is expensive, I know.
Incense is expensive, that makes up most of the stuff, but like charcoal is like, you need 3 wagon loads of charcoal to get like 10 gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
you can just walk through any burned village and be like, oh, this is all of my money right here.
Yeah. No, but I'm thinking about
I've written some down, but I'm not sure if that's everything I have.
How much that was.
Yeah. I've written down some herbs.
I can still offer Magic Matilda's funny herbs, which just helped our girl there. I still have a half a bag of that.
Yeah, that stuff's priceless. It should.
Yeah,
should
yeah, yeah. No, I'd rather keep that.
Okay.
No.
I got pipe weed.
Don't think that counts as incense.
Matter of fact,
that's pipe weed.
Matter of fact, while sitting, I never get to do this, and this is now the perfect time, because after walking around like tour patrols or something, I'm going to sit down and smoke a pipe.
All right.
For my good nerves. Put out my little silver filigree pipe and my pipe weed, which I have. And
all of you roll a survival check at disadvantage.
Survival still check at disadvantage. That is a 13 and a ding. That's an 8. Survival. Who will survive? That's a 10. That's a 10 for me.
Okay.
9.
9 for me as well.
I hit a 19. Right.
Gotcha. Okie dokie. Yep, the evening kind of comes to a close. You guys do your usual stuff. You sit there, take turns in setting up a watch. Tiala, you keep, as long as you're awake, checking your communion with nature. There's no change other than the night animals kind of coming out.
Let's change this time. This time I'll sleep. If maybe Blackwater, I'll sleep first, and if you want to do that, and then we'll.
No, I'll stay awake stay as well. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Freyan, you want to take watch with Blackwater then?
Yeah.
No, I don't care. I can. I just touch. That way I'll take the night watch then, so.
Okay.
So then, lay down for another rest.
The night passes uneventful.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be much going on. Another
somebody wake dawn me.
Breaks up and you're kind of like, still like rested but still tired at the outlook of another day of doing nothing.
So, but we get another exhaustion off once again, so we're
yes.
So this is
Freon, it's your time for payback. One. You can wake up Brownwolf.
I just gotta paint his face.
Oh yes.
Paint my face.
I'll help transport the charcoal.
Oh, there's no need for a charcoal.
No, you're not going to use your magic marker. What did you have? You had, what was that? The magic pen or something with the ink that doesn't leave? Yeah, he's got a real
what?
He's got a real shitty thing. I forgot what it was. It's
I think he used it once before on a party member marked for death, basically.
Something like that. Yeah, wasn't it something which you can't get away or something?
Don't remember what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't know?
No idea. Nah, don't know.
But yeah, is there anything specific you want to do on your watches, or?
No, just the same as the day before.
Yeah.
Okay.